We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
My oh my.
This is James Wiseman, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, James.
The big man.
Warriors Dallas, Western Conference Finals, Sunday. I'm sorry, Wednesday.
I was like, no!
What is it, 6 o'clock start? Chase Center. You going to those games?
I'm trying to get into... Yeah. The big 50-5-0.
Oh, that's right.
So, you know,
I forgot about that.
Too. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Nick Friedell coming up in a half hour. You know what? And I'm not doing this to point something
well, you
out,
are.
But I'm also going to acknowledge that I thought he was the only one. I didn't think 5-1-0 said anybody who knows the Dubs knows Dwight Powell is an all-time Warrior killer. How come nobody mentions him? Yeah, so anyway, I looked at Dwight Powell's stats.
I don't have him in the Warrior killer category. Help me out.
The last game against the Warriors he played, he had 13-8 in 32 minutes.
I'll take it.
Okay.
That ain't the killer, though. All right.
Game before that, he played 18 minutes. He had no points, 4 rebounds.
That's the Dwight Powell I think I know.
Game before that, he played 5 minutes, no points, no rebounds.
Huh?
Game before that, he played 20 minutes, 8-6.
Why are you doing this?
Because I just wanted to tell. I thought he had a
point proven.
I thought he had a couple more games against the Warriors where they had a little issue for him.
I got to read this to you from the 5-1-0, and you know I'm always somebody has a doppelganger when it comes to their gang. But Stanley, I almost want to throw this out, and you being the basketball connoisseur that you are, maybe I'm missing something. 5-1-0, Luka reminds me a little of Chris Mullin.
No.
Yeah, I don't see that either.
No. Mullen wasn't as big.
Yeah.
Didn't have that back in game. I shouldn't say nah. Obviously, they're both good
shooters. Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Mullen was a much better shooter, pure shooter.
But the Harden comp you give me, the good Harden, Steiny?
Not as explosive, though,
as Harden. But still, Steiny.
The good Harden. Let's go to Oscar in Stockton.
The
he
good
has a
Harden.
Question. I'm going to have to answer it in a tough manner. Hey, Oscar, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, not much is going over these track results. What's going on with you guys, man?
What's up, baby?
Just waiting for Wednesday now, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that day. It's not no doubt, man. I understand everybody talking about Dallas, this and that. But like I was telling everybody, one of you guys said, Phoenix has always been false, man. I don't know why everybody keep on believing. They had a good season. Can't take that away from them, no doubt. But throughout the season, I'm not blaming COVID injuries on nobody, but the whole league had it, and they had it too. But if you look at how New Orleans should have beat them, I knew all the time that Phoenix was going to end up losing to Dallas. But the way Dallas run their offense is the same thing the Warriors been having all this playoffs. Djokovic, same way, controls the ball. Morant, even the way he got hit, he controls the ball. When he went out, they played better. Same thing with Luka. Only thing with Luka, he do have outside shooters, but guess what? All they outside shooters can't do nothing if you make them put the ball on the ground. But that's Finley Smith, Bullock, all these guys are mediocre, man. We got to stop giving them so much love. It's playing out of their mind, but the Warriors is the team to beat. We've been playing horrible. But I'm going to tell you one thing about the Warriors. They got to come get us. We're going to make them play defense. Luka can get his. We ain't worried about that. We gonna stop everybody else. Warriors, guarantee in 5 games. Guarantee.
There it is, Oscar in Stockton. I'm writing it down.
But to Oscar's point, Steiny, you don't get to the Western Conference Finals to me flukely. And then if you go back last year, they had a 2-game lead in the finals. So I am as stunned, and I won't be unstunned about what transpired in this Dallas Phoenix series for a long time, long after the finals, Donnie. But I'll tell you what, and I know we're not in Phoenix. Alvarado and everybody making that a cute little story, was he bothering CP3? What they did was they picked Chris Paul up as soon as he got the ball and made him go 94 feet. And if it is age or like a cell phone battery, the energy was low, they were making him use it, Steiny, and they were going at him. So that's why it's shocking. But I got to give Phoenix credit for last year getting to the finals and a 2-0 lead.
Dinwiddie can play off the dribble.
Spencer. Bad.
In the Dallas offense. Dinwiddie had a game this year.
I think
really
Oscar meant Nikola Jokic, by the way, Steiny, not Novak Djokovic. Novak Djokovic. He's countryman.
I'm not that guy.
No, yeah. I'm not that guy either. Bobby Spadoni is.
Yes.
Spadoni's that guy.
For the people listening, they might have not known.
What would they have think? You know, boy, how are we going to stop? How did we stop Jokic's overhand serve?
That backhand,
did a great job. Yeah, Warriors did a great job against that 112-mile-an-hour serve. You know, let's go to Dave in Alameda. Dave wants to talk about home court. Hey, Dave.
Hey, fellas, great show.
Thanks.
Happy birthday to Guru and Steinman. You're always doing a great job.
Thank
it's
you.
Obvious. But, you know, we got the Mavericks. I think everybody wanted the Mavericks. Coach Kerr is doing a great job. I'm really impressed with Jason Kidd as a head coach. He's done a great job with his team, bringing them during the regular season. He seems to have them doing really well against the Phoenix. I know a lot of people like JD said that Dallas had no chance.
Oh,
I thought Dallas would make it all year. Things are looking pretty good. I don't know. I'm just kind of, you know, I think it's going to go seven games for sure. I think the last game, obviously, I'm glad we have it here. It's going to be an athletic series. They're a little bit younger than we are. I think Clay has to play his best defense. Nobody, obviously, we can't foul out because we're a little low on talent right now. But I was saying, you know, living here in Alameda, I used to get to play baseball with Jason Kidd.
Sure.
J.R. Ryder back.
I heard he was a great baseball player, Dave.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
J.R. Ryder, too.
He was really good. He was better than Derek Jeter. Fat. He could score on a pop fly from second base, to tag up from second base.
Oh, boy.
Fastest runner I've ever seen on a baseball field.
Interesting.
He was practicing at Cal Berkeley on the baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
I like when we get this kind of info.
This guy is a great coach, dude, not just in basketball, but in baseball as well. I think the Warriors they have to bring our lunch pails. And I think if he would have drafted LaMelo if he was the Warriors coach, and he would have developed him. So you guys have a great day.
Peace. Thanks, Dave. Did I hear Dave say Jason Kidd may go manage the Giants?
Yeah, that was material.
Dave's always got material.
Well, I'm going to say this about Jay Kidd, and this is why I'm going to give him credit. You know me, if I were you see me as a parent at a high school game get thrown out and run on the court for a buzzer beater. But if I were a coach, you would have to put me in a straitjacket. I like Jay Kidd's demeanor. He ain't, and he had that one instance where the camera went on him and he was coaching out, yelling out, you know, hands up, hands. But, Steiny, I don't know if it's the point guard in him, but why do I think Dallas is feeding off of that? Or am I sipping the Dallas Maverick Kool-Aid? No, I'm happy for Jado. Steiny got fired in one spot, and he just looks like he's taking a page out of Phil Jackson's book.
His best coaching move up until this year.
Give it to me.
Remember when he told the dude to knock the water out of his hands so he could get a timeout, and they didn't have any?
Genius.
He got suspended. He got fined for that.
Where was he at? The Lakers.
No, that was
Milwaukee,
Brooklyn, I think.
Milwaukee.
Per E-Dog.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
By the way, yeah, Jason Kidd quietly learning a lot under Vogel, clearly, when he was on that Lakers staff.
Wow. Actually, I think he taught Vogel a lot.
Wow.
You like Frank Vogel?
No. He got a ring.
He was given one.
See, this is where...
He was given
this
one.
This is where I turn into you.
LeBron.
Is that what we're
ring.
Doing nowadays?
I am. Yes, to Frank Vogel? Yeah, I'm going to do it to Frank Vogel.
Wow.
Not everybody, but Frank
That's
Vogel.
Amazing. Two years ago, now he's a bum.
I wouldn't say he's a bum.
It's social media, man. Like, Chris Paul's a bum. Dude, he's 0-7. I mean, 0-6 in game sevens.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it was 0-6 yesterday.
But it was 0-3.
No, it was 0-6 going into yesterday.
You know, the Toronto Maple Leafs were 0-9 in game sevens.
Look at Toronto.
I think. Something like that. I'll ask Ratto.
I always think of syrup when I hear Toronto and the Maple Leafs. Maple syrup. Hey, Jocko. Just being real with you.
How much time we got, Spinner?
Got about exactly. Hour 40.
888-957-9570. If you're a Warrior fan, who were you rooting for yesterday? Did you want to see Phoenix? Because you think Phoenix would have been an easier out? Or is Dallas an easier out? Dallas has the best player in this series. Can we all agree on that?
Playing the best in the offs right now.
Who's the best player in the series?
Right now, playing, it's, you got to put Luka at one. Like, who would say otherwise?
Warrior fans.
No.
Warrior fans would upset.
How dare you disrespect Stephen Curry, Steiner?
I guarantee you there are a lot of Warrior fans that think right now Steph's still a better player than Luka Doncic.
Antoine Walker thinks it's Jordan Poole.
Oh, God. Man, what's that? JP's
been great the last three games.
Yeah, 4 of 15, 2 of 11 from deep. I can't do that no more.
I mean, he better be careful because
he's probably tired of seeing Memphis.
He better play better.
They need him
otherwise,
to play,
Stoney. Otherwise, they don't have a shot. I'm
with you.
Because the way I'm looking at it, if Poole doesn't play better, they can't beat Dallas.
They need that third score.
Because, look, the track record right now of Curry and Klay in the postseason is that they've been inconsistent. But they've been able to patchwork it with a solid Wiggins, with a Draymond here and there, with Poole here and there. Porter helped them win a game.
Yeah.
But if Steph and Klay are going to go one good, one bad, one good, one bad, Poole's going to have to play three or four good games in the series.
Those are facts. And before you move on here, I got to give love to Day-Day. Steiny, I'm his biggest critic at times, but a lot of it is off the court. 39 minutes, 14, 15, and 8. I know it was overshadowed by Looney's 22 rebounds, but 15? Shout out to your brother. You were balling, and you were a reason they were able to. Stoney, you kind of laughed, chuckled when I said 110-96, but that game wasn't. That was in the balance.
What was the latest? The closest it was
about 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left.
And how? What was it?
Wiggins hit a three. I think the Warriors were up two, and then they went up five when they got. He hit the three, and then he got a steal, and then I think that was in. Curry lined up that one from the middle. Chuck, cash me out one time. I felt good coming out the tongue.
Cash me out one time.
Dominic is in San Jose. What's going on, Dominic? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Just driving around work. How are you guys today?
All right. We're hanging in, buddy.
Hey, just about the earlier caller, too, I do kind of agree with Dallas and, you know, some of their players, they do have some games where they stand out, but for the most part they are pretty mediocre, and I'm not scared. But how do you guys feel about, you know, going back to the Denver series involving Jokic on defense? I feel like the Warriors, they're going to do the same thing to Luka. You know, whoever's Luka guarding, you know, if he's guarding Wiggins, I mean, go at him, get him tired. If he's guarding Draymond, get in the pick and rolls, get him tired. Well, yeah, that's kind of just what I wanted to share in your guys' opinion on that, because I really feel that's what's going to be the key. And I think Dubs in five, man. You guys have a great one.
Appreciate the call. I think that Luke is a better defensive player than Jokic.
But they're going to try to get him in that action, though, Stoney.
Okay, so then they switch him up in that action, and now he's switched on to Wiggins. What are you going to do?
I like my chances
I don't mind my chances with Luka.
Okay,
there.
Right. I'm saying it ain't a mismatch, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm. And I even think when we get a situation where Curry or Poole has Doncic out on the perimeter,
I cannot wait.
Doncic is going to be better than Jokic. He's going to be better than Steven Adams in that spot.
No doubt. And I want to say something about an answer I just gave you. Steph Curry, to me, still is the better player. I take him than Luka, but Luka's having a better playoff. So somebody asked me
what
to expand
on that. What makes Steph Curry
a
better player than Luka?
Just the fact that I believe overall his impact on the Golden State Warriors is equal or greater than what Luka's is on Dallas.
So do you think if you traded Luka for Curry, that the Mavericks would be
where they're at now? No, I don't. But that's a whole nother conversation. Styles make fights. That's totally different. I'm just saying Steph Curry is still.
Luke is better than Steph Curry right now.
You think there's anybody in the league or association?
Doesn't mean Curry can't outplay him in the series.
Come on, Goo. I was going to say something to you.
Goo, come on.
Come on.
This is where, you know. This is,
what do you sound Steph, like?
Steph's better than Luka.
Felix Unger from a
Steph's,
hot couple.
Steph's better than
Luka. No, I'm saying what he, the importance, what he is the Warriors, Steph Curry. Like they're still.
Luka's the Mavericks.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who's and more of the Mavericks?
My point is, we didn't expect Luka to go do what he did along with his teammates. So before yesterday culminated in a Dallas upset, it shook the world. I don't think a lot of people would find offense to what I'm saying about Steph's importance to the team. Like, Steph's dangerous. And
Is Luka.
No doubt, but
Luka is more integral to what the Mavericks do than what Steph is to the
He's a running back, Luka. They're giving it to him 50 times a game. My point to you, Steiny, is nobody's shocked that the Warriors are in the Western Conference Finals. I think people are shocked, but not as much as we're shocked that Dallas, because of Luka, was able to get them there. Like, the Warriors are where they're supposed to be.
Steiny, you're taking Luka over Steph if you're building a team today? Of course.
Well, that's, yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Well, birth certificate he wins.
Who wouldn't?
Right. You're going young.
Of course.
Now, that's a protector.
Well, he's just asking a question, which is fine, but I wonder.
But they'd be in two different departments during the draft. Old and new.
Let's go to Bo's in San Jose. Hey, Bo. What's going on, man? Yeah, okay, 6'5". Hey, no, you're right. Curry's better than Luka. Okay.
Oh, sorry. All right. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Conversation. I think the difference in this series is going to be which team makes those shots, and it's going to be three-pointers, those corner shots, those when Luka gets doubled or when Curry or Klay Thompson gets doubled, and then that spot-up shooter, whoever makes those shots and has the higher three-point field goal percentage, I think that team wins this series, and that's going to literally be the deciding factor for this one. It's going to be a fun one. I think they both play good defense, but who makes those key shots and has the better field goal percentage from the three-point line? What do you guys think?
I think you're right. I mean, it's a three-point shooting league, plain and simple.
Each game is its own entity, Steiny.
5-1-0, why does Steiny hate the Warriors fans? My kids can't stand it when Steiny maligns fans with his snooty tone.
I'm looking for
it. The kids. No, I've made it clear. There's certain Warrior fans I can't stand. And
the new ones.
I went through I had a detailed rundown of the small percentage of Warrior fans I don't like. Most of them, however.
Were you on TV?
When?
Says you, KTVU.
When? Not today.
408.
Then I'll read, don't believe everything you read.
You know, that's, wow. Last week. I got a hit coming up.
What does that mean?
TV.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Luka makes it to his first ever conference finals. Now he's better than Steph. Yeah, he's better right now.
No,
come on, buddy.
He's having a better playoff. That's all?
He's a better player now. He's 23 years old.
Yeah.
He's entering his prime. Curry's declining. Come on. Why do we have to?
Well, you're doing it.
I'm not doing it.
You kind of backdoor. You didn't do it on purpose.
I didn't do it on purpose.
We're about to see the chef is trying to get number 4, and Luka, the young bull, is in his way in the Mavericks. I got my money. I ain't gonna ruin my prediction. I'm gonna give it to you tomorrow, Steiny. But I'm telling you,
I thought you were done doing predictions.
Yeah, I'm unretired. I did a Drew Brees.
I'd rather
you
wouldn't.
I'm so tired of people just throwing parties about they quit, I retire, and then they come right back. I am so sick of people. Stoney, I'm serious, man. One day it's my birthday, the next I'm having a funeral. I cannot take it, and you're not going to remote control me. Just walk away, And then if you want to come back, come back. No, but all this stuff we did for Drew, he lasted one season in the booth. I know I'm off topic. One season in the booth. I may play football, I may not. Man, get out of here. We know you're coming back, and it's okay. I'm just quit being wishy-washy.
Wait, we're not even talking about Brady right now?
I'm talking about Drew Brees.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's about to be the quarterback for the Saints, but he's acting like he's not.
I think he's just saying that he's leaving his options open to save face, that he was just really bad on TV. He just wasn't very good at NBC. That's the rat on the table, Goo.
Wow.
Did you listen to him during that playoff game with the Raiders and Bengals? Yeah,
but he's Drew. Hey, it sounds better coming from Spadoni. What were you doing? It looked like you were crunching some numbers or tuning me out.
Well, here's an issue. Then this is where, to me, it's going to be a huge factor.
Okay.
Right now, Luka and Steph are shooting the same percentage from three-point range in the postseason.
Wow.
If that continues, that's not good for the Warriors. They're both right now shooting 35% from three-point range. Actually, let me check that. Hold on. Maybe that's not right.
And I got a stat for
that's
you.
That's not right.
All right.
Yeah, Luke is at 34-7. Steph's at 35-3. So they're both shooting the same from three-point range. Steph Curry has got to shoot the three better than Luka Doncic.
Straight
he
up.
He has to. Otherwise, I think the Warriors are asking for a little bit of trouble there.
And you're coming into this. Tell me if you think my intel is off, Stoney, mm-hmm. or obvious. I count four guys because, like, I don't think Lee's going to be a big enough factor, even though he played 11 minutes in a big game six. I got Wiggins, Curry, Clay, and Poole as the predominantly three-point shooters. I go to Dallas, and you may say, well, Guru, okay, that's a good four, but I go to Dallas, Donnie, it's like eight dudes I could sell you that are comfortable taking the three, and maybe that bowl, all depending on what day it is, but they're comfortable from the perimeter. Finney Smith, Bullock, Brunson, Luka, Kleber, Bertans took some horrible shots yesterday. I don't know why I like him, and Dinwiddie.
Well, but you're forgetting, you're throwing their role players in there. And you're not throwing them in for the Warriors. Otto Porter Jr. Can shoot a three. Damian Lee can shoot a three.
Yeah, but
what?
No,
those
you're
are
right.
Still
you're
eighth,
right.
ninth guys. Yeah. The one thing I saw was, I want to say Dallas played a little bit with Kleba and Bertans on the floor at the same time. That ain't going to work. You can't play those two guys together against the Warriors. Yeah. I don't think that would be. I mean, if you can, that would be very different than what we're normally used to with the Golden State Warriors. Let's go to Anthony in Vallejo. What's up, Anthony? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Sure. Happy Born Day, Guru, my man.
Well, it ain't Happy today. It's time. Yeah, it's later on this week. I don't want to make it about me, but I appreciate the love, family.
It's all good. I jumped the gun a little bit, but I'm going to tell you like this, fellas. I'm hella excited.
There you go.
The Guru. For this series, man, I think it's going to be good. I think you can say some good things about Dallas, and I think you can say some good things about the Warriors. I think you can say some flaws that Dallas have, and I think you can say some flaws that the Warriors have. The one thing that they do have on us is they have the size, and sometimes that does get in our way, whether it's crashing the boards, even though I think our rebound stats against the Grizzlies were better overall.
Oh, God.
I still think when it mattered. Oh, okay. But I think that they're like you got that dude Dwight Powell, you got Kleber, you got a couple of others that make stuff happen when they need to. But I'm excited about it. I don't care that the Suns didn't make it. I'm not shocked or anything like that because Dallas is very well coached and Jason Kidd is doing a really, really good job. I will say this to your point, Steiny. If Clay and Steph continue to shoot the way they are shooting, we don't stand a chance. That's just the truth. Like, they really, really got to shoot better. And as far as, like, Steph over Luka could get any shot he wants at any time he wants. And Steph has to work around whatever is going on with him. But Luka literally can put the ball on the floor. He can step back. He can back you down. He can pass out the post. So, like, if I'm starting the team right now, I'm for sure taking Luka. But if it was, like, right, you know, in the prime of their career, I'll probably still take Steph. You guys have a good day.
Mm. Appreciate the call.
I like the call.
Yeah, I think Luke is the best player in the series, but the Warriors obviously, I think, have better roster balance.
I'll say this: Warriors only shot 39% from the field, Stoney. That's bigger than Steph Curry and Klay. That's got to improve, and that's why Looney had 100 rebounds. That's got to go up.
Question is, will it? Will it against another good defensive team?
Boy, that's a great question.
Stoney, talk about who the Warriors are going to put on Luka. We can do that on the other side, 925. We're going to bring in Nick Friedel of ESPN. Golden State Warriors, Dallas Mavericks, Western Conference Finals, and that starts Wednesday right here at Chase Center. Hey, Steve Kerr is back. Make sure to tune in at 5 o'clock today to hear the Warriors head coach back with Damon and Ratto on 95.7.
I don't agree with that, Nick.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. Steiny and Guru with you. Western Conference Finals, they start Wednesday. Warriors-Mavericks. When do the Eastern Conference Finals start, Nick? Tuesday or Thursday? I got to pay attention. What's going on,
game,
man?
Game one is Tuesday, Steiny, and I had to smile even larger. Not only because I get to talk to you guys, but the last concert that I went to was at Chase Center. It was Phil Collins, and I was
there. You go,
studio.
Nice.
Yeah, look at Nick.
By the way, we caught you a little bit on TV this morning, and
we did.
We like the hat.
Yeah,
we like the hat. What do you want us to say? We like it.
South Beat swag.
Goo, the hat pays down here, baby. The hat pays, although you guys will appreciate this. As we're setting up, we're sitting at this pool. So I start talking, and there's security guards behind the camera being like, you got to go.
Oh, wow. You know who I am?
Give us like two more minutes. Like, it'll be okay. And so that was quite something. That hadn't happened in a long time.
All right. Well, if you don't know, you probably should. Nick Friedel, ESPN, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Nick, let's just kind of start with the Warriors-Mavericks and your thoughts on how they came to the Western Conference Finals, because we haven't talked to you in a while. What kind of are your thoughts on both teams?
I am really impressed by the fact that the Warriors, after their cold spell, guys, in those last couple months, have been able to find that next level in the playoffs when they needed it. Mm. And that is always the sign of a team that's ready to win a title. And as we all know, this team's won it before. And when you have Steph and Draymond and Klay and Looney in place, those guys know how to be ready to roll when they need it. And they've gotten to this point, and I like their chances to get through Dallas if they could just contain Luka. But easier said than done. And Steiny, to the point about the Mavericks, it's all going to depend on Luka and the defensive sets that Steve Kerr, Mike Brown, and that staff come up with. But what's intriguing to me, I had to write a little preview blurb on it last night. These guys have always known, and this is that was during my first year covering the team, during that first trip to Dallas. Draymond and Steph and Kerr always, from the beginning, were like, this guy Doncic, he's awesome. It was never, oh yeah, he's a rookie, it'll take some time for him to grow. This is the type of stuff they saw from him early on. So in that regard, as much of a pain as it's going to be to prepare for Luka, it's not coming as a surprise at all. They always understood the talent that was there, even from the beginning. The question for me when you watch Dallas is, who else is going to step up and help him night to night? And in the end, while they found their momentum and they've gotten contributions from plenty of different guys, I just feel like the Warriors have too much star power in a series where Steph is playing at the level that he's at, and Draymond has looked like, at least at times defensively, that guy who started the year at the level he is. And then you throw what Klay did the other night and what we know he's done before, and if you get something from Poole, I just think there are too many weapons for Dallas to stop.
Nick, I hear you, and I'm on record as still being one of, I don't know why I am, but I was surprised that Memphis, without Ja, was able to push this team, this Warrior team, to the degree that it did. But with that said, Nick, I'm being real. All cards are on the table. I know this is the Western Conference Finals, but for Steph, I want nothing more than this team to win and him get NBA Finals MVP. But to do that, he's got to show up. And I'm not saying he's not, Nick, but percentage-wise, again, he didn't shoot it from deep like we're accustomed to. That's got to improve. What did you see from Steph from deep, and why do you think the percentages weren't there?
Goo, they haven't been there, and he's been a little bit off. But the thing that I would say, of which we all know, having Steph even out there causes so much trauma to the other team's defense. So even when Steph isn't shooting the way he likes, and it didn't happen at times in that series against Memphis, the space he creates for everybody else just cannot be overstated. He is the engine of everything that they do offensively, and he's always going to be at the heart of every game plan that every team puts together. So, Goo, I'm with you. If they're
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to get past Dallas, and then if they're going to get into the finals and play a really tough Boston team or this really tough Heat team, he's going to have to do more, and he's going to have to hit those shots. But I have watched him far too many years to think that he can't do it. I think he's going to be able to do it. He has shown when they've needed him in these games, in postseasons before, that he's been there. But the point about the Finals MVP is really intriguing, because when you look at the all-time greats, the only two things Steph has left to do and accomplish, Finals MVP and a gold medal. Now, you think he'd get that gold medal in Paris if he decides to play in a couple years when the Olympics go, especially with Kerr now running the show. The Finals MVP, guys, we all know you don't know what can happen year to year in this business, especially with all the injuries and what can happen around the league. This is his shot, and I would still, as we sit here right now, tell you I would lean towards Boston in any series against Dallas or the Warriors, because I think that defensively they're just that talented. But they are right there, so I absolutely believe that we are going to see more from Steph than what we have seen at any point in these last couple months.
Yeah, and that's and we're joined by Nick Friedel, ESPN. That's kind of what I wanted to go, where I wanted to go, Nick. If you're thinking that Steph's going to play better in the next two series, assuming they get to the finals, than the previous two series, that's big. My question to you is, yeah, he's shooting about 35-36% from three. Poole's had a good game here. Then he struggles. Clay's good game, bad game, good game, bad game. Draymond. Can the Warriors win it if they continue to play at the level they're playing now?
No. Absolutely not, Steiny.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because I've watched this Heat team up close now for the last few weeks, and I saw that Boston team just absolutely dominate Kevin Durant in that first round series, and Kyrie in the Nets. So if you're getting inconsistent performances from your stars, and we all know what Steph can give you, and Draymond has got to do a little bit more offensively, but Clay's going to appear. He's played in too many big games to think that he's going to just fade away. The X factor to me, guys, is Poole, and it has been for the last year and a half. And you all have gone through it all the time as you break down this team. But if you're believing that the Warriors can win this year, you are believing that Jordan Poole can play like the guy that we saw at various points throughout the regular season. Otherwise, as great as this run has been, I don't believe that they're going to have enough. Because let me tell you, Dallas is a hell of a team. Luka is unbelievable. But everybody better get ready for Boston or Miami. Because they may beat the hell out of each other in this series. But, guys, those two teams play defense at a level that we haven't seen in a while. They can switch on everything. And especially with Boston, I think it's a really tough matchup for the Warriors. Now, I would never count them out because of all the stuff I'm saying about Steph and the championship DNA and knowing where everybody needs to be. But the Celtics and the Heat are really, really difficult. And if the Warriors get to that point, they are going to have to play at a much higher level.
Man, Nick, you just hit that out the park with bases loaded. I agree. And I can't wait because I know it's obvious to the Warriors. They're not going to tell Jordan Poole, you got to score more. But he'll know it. They know it. So I want to see how he, from a personal standpoint, handles that. I got to go Rob Lowe on you about last night because I know you're in South Beach. I had the Phoenix Suns on a pedestal that never would have them down 30 in a Game 7 at home. When you look at this Sun team and you close the book, Nick, to me, this is the epitome of getting old overnight. The 2022 Phoenix Suns. You say what to that?
Goo, I am 100% with you, my man. As I watched that game last night, it was embarrassing for the Suns. That is really, really sad to show up in Game 7 like that and to go out that way. But on top of that, and to your point, I think that this might be it for them. As that team that we believe can get all the way through and win a title. Because Chris Paul isn't getting any younger. And it seems like every postseason, there's always an excuse. There's always an injury. There's always some reason why he can't play at that same level that we saw in the regular season. And this dates back for years. But guys, think about that Rocket series when he was still in Houston and he just was flopping all over the place. And you're thinking, all right, well, Chris Paul is not the same. And then he had the revitalization in OKC and played better in Phoenix. But he's not getting younger. And for all the good pieces that are in place in Phoenix with Booker, and we'll see what they do with Ayton in that deal, you just don't know how many shots you're going to get to the top. And they blew it last year, and oh my, did they completely fold in the biggest of spots last night. And to see that unfold, Kagu, I was with you. I thought if there was a team in the West that could knock off the Warriors, it was Phoenix. To see them just roll over the way they did was really, really something.
Nick Friedell joining us. He works for ESPN. He's covering the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I saw him play over the weekend, and I was like, man, I'd forgotten about it. Is Al Horford a Hall of Famer?
Wow. Now, that is a really good question. And Steiny, if they win the title, he's going to have a hell of a case because you're also going to include anybody who says Horford can get to that point, you have to include the two NCAA titles of Florida.
Yeah.
He was the heartbeat of that team with Joakim Noah. So if the Celtics win the title and Horford has a few more years, at least probably two more years where he is contributing at the level that he is with this team, he is going to have a hell of a case. And guys, we know with the Hall of Fame, nobody knows who's
exactly.
Nobody knows what the criteria actually is. So the people that they keep letting in, do I think Al Horford has a shot? Absolutely, I do.
Nick, give us a prediction. Dallas, Golden State.
Goo, I'm going to go with Warriors in seven. I just don't believe that Dallas has the firepower as great as Luka is. I wholeheartedly believe that Steph can carry them through at least this series. And again, if you are getting something from Poole, I don't believe that the Dallas has the answer for that. So Warriors in seven, Warriors through to the finals.
Nick, thank you so much as always,
enjoy,
man.
Enjoy.
Hopefully we'll get to see you out here in the finals.
Guys, I can't wait. I'm really banking on, at this point, this Miami Warriors series, because it would be a hell of an ending to a completely wild year for me. But it's always great to hear from y'all, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, that's Nick Friedell, ESPN, one of our favorites, no doubt. Now, this is going to sound,
I got a question.
I can't worry about how it sounds.
You never do.
Spadone and Evan can jump in here, too. If people talk about Andre Iguodala as a Hall of Famer, Al Horford's a Hall of Famer.
I got nothing.
I know he doesn't have three rings as a role player.
Or MVP at the finals.
Yeah. Well, Spadone? Thoughts?
To Nick's point, everyone gets into the NBA
Hall of Fame. Well, that's true. Well, he's a Hall of Very Good.
Who?
What's wrong with that? Al Horford. He ain't a Hall of Famer.
Well, neither's Iguodala then.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Well,
I'm tired
wins a title,
of it all.
It changes everything. And it does take into account college.
Fair.
Basketball
exactly.
is different.
Yeah.
And he did win two national championships. Shout out Billy Donovan.
I ain't mad at Al. Go ahead, AE. I talked
over
you.
I'm with you, Guru. I just think that too many people are getting in that shouldn't be Al Horford and Andre Iguodala are both one of them, or two of them.
Meek Mill said it's levels to this.
Don't levels. Tell me.
I know he's from Philly. That's your guy.
You see Kraft at the Celtics game yesterday?
I missed him.
Yeah, he was there.
Who was sitting next to him?
I don't know.
Because A-Rod, he was at the Phoenix game. He got some company. A-Rod.
Warriors-Dallas, Western Conference Finals. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it?
I'm hella excited.
I am.
I know there's some jokes there.
What?
That you got for me, because I'm super excited about this series. But I got to take the show off the track real quick, and we'll get back on it. I look to the TV to the left, MLB Network. It's Mustache May. And I looked at you and said, I've been working with you almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Steiny with a mustache. Have you ever had one? Young Steiny.
No, I can't grow a mustache.
What you mean you can't?
I can't grow a mustache. What do you want me to tell
you? Now, I can't grow a goatee. I can't get the sides. You can't grow a mustache?
Define grow.
Like one to where you come in and you got the lip sweater.
No, people, I would say for 10 to 14 days,
you can't
people would be
then.
Like, dude, you got to shave. And then it would just kind of stay there. I can't really grow a beard either.
What about what is it coming? Is it just patchy on the cheeks or what? Doesn't connect?
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
That's a good
doesn't
thing,
connect.
But damn.
Yeah, you
never had the boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
I never had
the Frenchy
boo-boo-boo-boo.
You know, when I used to do my small, I used to kill him.
Speaking as the only member on this show with a beard, I would say give it a month. Just, you know,
well, that's
see what
too
happens.
Damn long. Damn, a month.
Tell you what, I'll grow a mustache for money. That's about it.
Well, that's a good cause.
He just sleeping
no,
on
for
my
money
neck
for
here,
me.
By the way.
Oh.
Money for me,
that's a good luck
not money
that.
For a charity. I am the charity.
415 says Spadone sounds like he's from Harvard or Yale.
That's a shot.
That's a good. That's a compliment.
Well, it is a compliment, but it's a sarcastic.
Monterey
statement.
Peninsula College. Some said Harvard on the hill of the Monterey Peninsula.
By the way, I'm going to be down in your neck of the woods over the next weekend.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing doubleheader, PG Muni, and then Poppy Hills.
Ooh, no Spyglass?
No.
No Cyprus?
No. Those are... Yeah. So.
I really got to take a play off.
Of course.
You were just answering Spadoni's question.
And you jumped in.
And then I did it in the green room. Producer E having a conversation with Ratto.
Right.
I turn around like if somebody was... I got to stop, man. It ain't radio 24/7, Goo.
What specifically would you like to get control of?
Jumping in other people's car. Sometimes you ain't that bad. Just chill.
Somebody had mentioned me to say, so Ray Ratto has better shoes on than you today?
No, I don't. That's Producer E saying his shoe game is better than anybody here at the station.
Yeah.
I got the LeBron's
I got the best
edition.
Shirt game. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Mm-hmm.
The basketball reference you have now in white and yellow.
I have three different ones, yeah.
What was the other one?
Hockey reference. Same company, but hockey reference.
Well, I would say you need to Rick Russell it. Change it up a bit.
Yes, that's why I have my
Hawks that is
gear.
A one. So you got white, yellow.
That's,
you got different
that's
color.
That's why I have my new Rod Carew shirt that I'm waiting to break out.
When you doing that?
I think it's tomorrow if it's going to be 81 degrees in here.
Actually, we're getting through it. See the boss come in?
415 saying the only Harvard on the hill is San Francisco City College. Get it right, Spadone.
I'm not from San Francisco, so there you go.
Where do we stand with the end of the show gripe? It just came to me.
You can have one.
All right, we'll do it before the end of the show.
All right, Guru's got a gripe.
I love that you wrote it down. Couldn't just remember it.
Well, I'm just pretending to write it down.
I would look at you.
I've done that before.
Dude.
Yeah. What's up?
Honestly, yeah. Looney's rebounding performance, Donnie. Yeah. We left here Friday. Saw you at the cafeteria. Nobody saw it coming. What does it say that Mike Brown went to the podium? This hit me, man, the cardiac muscle, and said Curry and Dre. And he didn't know where it came from. That's the movie stuff I'm talking about, Stiney. Like, he found out after.
Now, it's interesting.
No, seriously. Go ahead, man.
No, it's interesting. You look at that as, like, what, cool and positive? And,
like, dope.
That the two veterans said,
behind closed doors,
hey, Mike, go ahead and start Looney.
Even though all the analytics say, and you were saying it, Draymond and Looney can't be out. That's my son. They can't be out there together.
Let me tell you something.
That means something, no.
Yeah, you know who else it means something to? Maybe Jordan Poole. Might mean something to Jordan 3-for-15 Poole.
Dude, come on.
Would you rather that once every four nights, Looney gets 20 rebounds,
stop it,
but you lose Poole for the rest of the series?
No, Poole got up some shots. He just wasn't.
Well, that's never a problem. Right. But he does not. Right. You know what? Can we say it definitively? Poole doesn't like coming off the bench.
And he shouldn't.
Okay. Well, he doesn't.
He's a professional. He's about to get that bag.
But he's professionally worse coming off the bench than
starting.
Well,
now I feel like you're cooking the books to a degree. Because when he was scoring 30, I'll say this. Friedle said it, Stiney, and this is the biggest obvious going into this series. They need the 25 to 30 point Jordan Poole this next series.
Well, he's not going to do that every game. Probably. So how many games do you need him to do that, I think, is a question.
Well, all depending on if it goes 6-4. Because they shot 39% from the field as a team. That's why I kept telling you Friday nights, Donnie. The rim was like, okay, y'all keep playing. Bang, three.
There's another place.
Wiggins sequence, 5 straight points, a 3 and a turnover and went in for the dunk. To me, that was it.
I think I have – I thought of what the key to the game was, and now I just forgot it.
I'm hitting you with everything.
But it was something that Warrior fans. Oh, I know.
Give it to me.
I know where. We could do some advantage, disadvantage. Because I think there's a place that Dallas has an advantage that's going to be a big problem for the Warriors.
Oh, boy. And I don't have any idea where you're going.
Crunch time.
Mm-hmm. You going closer?
I went ahead and I said it. Crunch time. Dallas got a crunch time player and a crunch time offense. The Warriors have got to prove that they know what they're doing, where they're going late in the game, last 2 or 3 minutes, because they haven't really done that. I don't believe.
And I told you we got robbed with the Denver inbound play because I wanted to see.
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is they don't get it done when the chips are down. We know what the Dallas Mavericks are going to do with 30 seconds left and a tie game. We don't know what the Warriors will do with 30 seconds and a tie game.
How many minutes?
And sometimes I believe just knowing what you're going to do is better than not knowing what you're going to do.
That is spot on. But I got a question for a rat on the table. And it's all dependent on Goo. How's the game going? Is it the 25 to 30 point Jordan Poole? Is Clay hitting? Is he not hitting?
Man, that's worse than Luka. Sorry.
Or if I come in here, is it if Steph not taking the shot, is that already the wrong play?
No. The bottom line is the bottom line is Dallas can put the ball in Luka's hands and say, like you like to think you can say with the Warriors, go to work. The Warriors don't have a player who you can give the ball to and say, go to work. There's only one player in the series that can go to work, and that is Luka Doncic, at least on a consistent basis. Warrior fans, you got a problem with that? I can take a debate. 888-957-9570. In case you miss any of today's show, download and subscribe to Steiny and Guru on the Odyssey app. You can listen anytime, any day, all in a single tap. Find Steiny and Guru plus all content from 95.7 The Game on the Odyssey app today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.